Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There may be no more beautiful place to do a show on a Friday in June than Wellfleet on the Cape and the world famous beachcomber. And weather turning out beautiful, Curtis. Thank you.
God, going to Courtney for the weather because she's a girl.
It really is. It's beautiful. And we're here all morning. And if you're not here with us, you can watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch. And it is brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. And go see them before Sunday because Sunday is Father's Day. And get Dad a beautiful timepiece. And go see him in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. But we have leads left this morning, including one from Courtney. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. And I'm in such a good mood, and I really don't want to bring it down. And so, like I said earlier, we saw this blog yesterday. I'm not going to say this woman's name. I'm not even going to say the website because I think that's what she wants. The headline alone was completely clickbait. It read, WEEI's segment with Roman Anthony's sister is a disgrace to Red Sox coverage.
A disgrace?
A disgrace.
Damn.
If you are just tuning in or if you missed yesterday's show, Roman Anthony's sister, Leah, joined us yesterday. We did an interview with her around 9:20. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app.
Why?
And she rose to fame during Roman's debut in the majors second game, because they couldn't make the first one. And the whole family was there, and they kept showing the family, and she's a beautiful 23-year-old woman. And people loved her. Obviously, that's what happened.
Mostly men, but it happened.
I loved her.
Yeah.
So I reached out to her. I asked if she wanted to come on the show because of the gain in followers and how she was on TMZ and everything else. She immediately said yes. She's so sweet. And we went back and forth. So before I get into what she and I talked about, let me just read a few things that this reporter wrote. She was even interviewed in WEEI's The Greg Hill Show on June 12th, which took the coverage way too far, in parentheses, and it had already crossed a line. She goes on to say, the suggestive questions aren't the only problem with this interview, although they're high on the list. Leah didn't ask for any of this attention. She simply attended a baseball game, and it's unfortunate that she couldn't do so without objectification from part of the audience.
Oh.
She ends it with, multiple commenters characterize the interview as, quote, creepy, and it's not unreasonable to expect better from a show with significant influence in Boston.
Thank you. That's
she's
nice.
Wrong. She's wrong about that.
Yes,
go ahead.
She is wrong. Yeah. Those were just a few parts that I pulled out. There was one commenter on our Instagram that called it creepy. Nothing about this was creepy. This is a 23-year-old woman who I talked to. I explained what the interview was going to be about, and I even went a step further yesterday because in our Twitch, on text line, in person, people that I personally know had asked me, is she single? And so I reached out to her. If you know me, if you've ever met me, if you've spent 5 minutes with me, you know the last thing I want to do is make anybody, especially a woman, feel uncomfortable. So I reached out. I said, hey, I want to make sure that this is completely, you're aware of how this interview is going to go. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. Is it okay, because people are asking, to ask if you are single? She immediately came back, absolutely, no problem there.
Right.
And if this reporter wanted to actually do journalism and look into how maybe Leah was feeling about this interview, it's very simple. There's 25 comments, not many to go through, on our Instagram post of the interview with Leah. Leah commented, I had such a great time speaking with you guys. Thank you for having me.
Now let me be
as clear as possible. You on your high horse, who has to take everything so seriously, we are not saving lives. We are not doctors. We are not surgeons. We work in sports. It is okay to have fun. But you on your high horse, trying to be a savior for women when it comes to male sports fans, what you did in return was put down a female who works in sports.
Oh, that's what you did.
Absolutely. Yes. It made me so angry yesterday, and the few people that just jumped on the bandwagon to say I set women back. We're talking to a woman who people are interested in her personal life. She is not an athlete. Maybe she was growing up, but right now she's not a professional athlete. Her brother is. So we had a nice conversation with a woman who was fully aware of where the conversation was going to go, because I wanted to make sure she was comfortable. Did this woman ever think that maybe she decided to do the show because there was a woman on it and she thought it would be fun to talk to another woman about how crazy it could be to be caught on camera and your social media go nuts?
I think she seems pretty happy with the way it's going.
Her family is too. She said, our family can't believe it.
Yeah, she's up over 18,000 followers.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's probably happy with that.
Yes. But that, the bottom line, every time that a woman decides to, you know, be the savior of somebody that doesn't need saving in the sports world like this, you're actually putting down somebody else.
It happens all over the place, not only in sports, in general life, where somebody thinks they are speaking for somebody else who they have decided is a victim, when the person who should be the victim is not a victim.
Right.
Doesn't feel like a victim.
Yeah.
Doesn't even want them to speak for them.
Correct.
Well, but it's nuts. But have some fun.
Right. I think it's an ideology thing where it's like people don't realize that what they're doing is actually what they're saying Courtney's doing.
Right.
Which is to place the intentions of what this chick thinks would be said versus what actually was done. What this Leah did, she went on under her own free will. I had to lie about a birthday walk because she didn't want me to be part of it. But she came on. She had a great time.
Yeah.
And Courtney noted it. The first thing I saw, because I clicked it, was
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
her Instagram saying, thanks so much, I had a good time.
Right. Yeah.
What, did this woman want Courtney to ask her about the infield fly rule?
That's what I don't understand. It's not that serious. Not right. Everything. If you work in sports, I think sometimes people feel like it is do or die, or that we need to be a certain type of way. If you're a woman working in sports, you don't. You just have to be yourself. And I'm sorry if you don't like who I am, but it is what it is.
But Courtney, you know what it is. The problem that people have is they just can't be honest. Mm-hmm. She's a beautiful woman who does not, she's not afraid to show her beauty. And so when you're talking, and basically she blew up because of that. So she don't have an issue with that.
Right.
Like, she's like, I know why people are kind of blowing me up for everything.
Yeah, and she's welcome on our show anytime.
And she's,
yeah.
And she's like,
I think we
so
should
what?
Get her, you're going on vacation, we should get her to fill in on the news.
Sure.
If she's,
get her.
If she's available.
Please, Leah's right. My girl.
There you right. Go. Like, yeah, let's get her.
Yeah.
Get her for the dive show.
Yeah.
I hope that blogger missed our dump out segment from the quick
Yeah, she's clearly never listened to the show.
Yeah. No, I don't believe that you set women back at all.
Thank you.
No.
I think you have advanced
Thank
women
you.
When it comes to broadcasting.
Yeah. Thank
so.
You.
Right? You guys agree. All right.
Thank you.
Job, Courtney.
We are at the world famous Beachcomber in Wellfleet, and it is a roadshow Friday coming up at 7:20. We will get to They Said It. Go over everything that they said in sports. At 8:30 this morning, your chance to win a limited edition Seaport Connect Greg Hill Show Roadshow Trucker Hat. We will play Truth or Fraudulent with Wiggy, you versus Wiggy, the Cape Cod edition. Wiggy, do you know a lot about the Cape? Probably not a lot.
Not
right?
much, but okay. I did see a sign
oh.
yesterday coming into the Cape. Yeah. Uh-huh. I should have took a picture of it, but I was driving.
Wiggy was right. I saw the same sign.
Saw the sign, yeah. And before you get to the bridge, you go over. It says, welcome to the Cape.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Wiggy so right again.
I was wrong again.
So when I remember when we were at, what were we at?
We were at some lobster
Brown.
Trap.
We were at Bourne.
Lobster trap.
Yeah, and I said, I think the Cape actually starts before you go over the bridge.
I said no bridge.
Yeah,
me too.
I thought it was a bridge.
I was
yep.
wrong.
Yeah,
no, right
Good
again.
Job,
Curtis and I were wrong.
I'm you a, were, I'm a. What
you were right.
Okay, people.
Yeah. All right. So
Cape Codders.
They said They said it's 7:20. Truth or Fraudulent. 8:30 this morning. Hill Notes at 9:20, and we will be right back with the rest of today's leads from the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.